the fine details in the factory.
Both in terms of their general structure and also when examined scientifically, leaves exhibit very detailed and complex systems specially created to ensure high-level energy production. In order to produce energy, the plant has to obtain heat and carbon dioxide from the outside world. All the structures and leaves have been arranged in such a way as to obtain these two elements without difficulty. Leaves have broad external surfaces. This enables the exchange of gases needed for photosynthesis to take place with ease. The leaf's flat shape means that all its cells are close to the surface. This, in turn, means that the exchange of gases is facilitated and that solar rays can reach all the cells engaged in photosynthesis. If, instead of a flat and thin structure, leaves came in any other geometric shape or else had a meaningless and haphazard form, then photosynthesis could only take place in those regions in direct contact with the sun. This would mean that plants would be unable to produce sufficient energy and oxygen. One of the major consequences of this would be a lack of energy on Earth. And the creation in leaves is by no means restricted to their shape. Leaf tissues are also highly sensitive to light. A leaf always turns to face the light. The way that plant leaves always face the direction from which solar rays reach them can easily be observed in potted plants. Leaves are plants' nuclear energy production facilities and are factories that produce nutrients and yet are also laboratories in which crucial reactions take place. The greater the surface of the leaf, the greater its ability to work. For example, plants with broad leaves tend to grow in dense tropical rainforests. There are very important reasons for this. It is very difficult for sunlight to reach everywhere in equal quantities in tropical rainforests made up of densely packed trees. This makes a greater leaf surface area essential in order to trap that light. In these areas where sunlight penetrates very little, it is vitally important for leaf surfaces to be very large if plants are to produce nutrients. By way of this feature, tropical plants obtain sunlight from various angles in such a way as to make the greatest use of it. In contrast, plants in dry, harsh environments have small leaves. That is because, under such climatic conditions, the main disadvantage facing plants is water loss, and as leaf surface area increases, so does evaporation, and thus water loss. For that reason, the light-trapping leaf surface has been created in such a way as to behave economically to best conserve water. Leaf restriction reaches the highest level in desert environments. Cacti, for example, have thorns instead of leaves. In these plants, photosynthesis is carried out in the fleshy body. The trunk is also where water is stored. However, this by itself is not enough to control water loss. No matter how small a plant's leaves may be, water will still continue to be lost through its pores. A mechanism to balance evaporation is therefore essential. Plants possess a means of regulating excess evaporation, which they do by means of controlling the apertures of their pores, expanding or contracting them. Trapping the light necessary for photosynthesis is not the only function performed by leaves. The way they also trap carbon dioxide in the air and transmit this to where photosynthesis is made is equally important. Plants perform this duty by means of the pores on the leaves.